Julie Eyhausen, a Timberline resident, has two children who have grown up in the district. One is currently a sophomore at Park City High School, the other a junior in college. Eyhausen has been active in the educational community since 2002, often the lone member of the public who sits through school board meetings in their entirety. Her professional background is in budgeting and accounting. She says the school district's budget is something she's very focused on.
The projections for the next 5 years, we are continually overspending and spending more than what we're bringing in, and I really think that needs to be fixed.
Eyhausen is also concerned about class size and frequently raises the issue with the school board.
I want to look at smaller class sizes because I think if you ask this community what they want money spent on, I don't think they want to build the rainy day fund and sit on the $3.2 million tax increase. I think they'd rather have teachers in the classes.
She says she feels there's currently a disconnect between the school district and the community. She'd like to help create a better dialogue. She mentions specifically the dual immersion program and the recent district decision to put fences up around elementary schools.
They are putting in different programs, making different decisions without recognizing the impact that it has on our community. The dual immersion situation is one in particular that has caused a problem for the Parleys neighborhood. And then the decision to put the fences up around the elementary schools, which I can understand, but the fact that they didn't have any kind of a community forum, they didn't sit down and explain. I just think if you talk to the community, explain what's happening, why it's happening, why the decision is being made, or why it's a necessary change, then you don't get all of this community uproar.
Eyhausen has been named to the Dual Immersion Task Force, recently formed to deal with issues that have arisen with the program. She details what qualifies her to serve on the school board, citing her background in serving in many leadership roles.
I've served on elementary and secondary school community councils. I also sit on the state steering committee for school community councils. I have been a board member for every PTO when I had two kids in the schools, and I was a PTO treasurer for both of those since 2004, and I currently am now the treasurer at the high school. I've been on multiple district committees, compensation committees. I was the gifted and talented committee co-chair for 3 years. I was on the strategic planning committee, and I've been on multiple budget committees. And I'm also the treasurer for the United Against Bully Coalition.
That's Julie Eyhausen, school board candidate from District 5. The other candidates from District 5 are Edwin Lausma, Julie Narula, and Doug Payne. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.